passage is taken from Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 to 8.
今天的经文取自以赛亚第51章第一至八节。
Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 to 8. Let me read this to you. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut, to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who gave you birth. When I called to him, he was only one man. And I blessed him and made him many. The Lord will surely comfort Zion and will look with compassion to all her ruins. He will make her desert like Eden, her wasteland like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing. Listen to me, my people, hear me, my nation. Instruction will go out from me, my righteousness will become a light to the nations. My righteousness draws near speedily, my salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look to the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever, my righteousness will never fail. Hear me, you who know what is right, you people who have taken my instruction to heart. Do not fear the reproach of mere mortals or be terrified by their insults. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, the worm will devour them like wool. But my righteousness will last forever, my salvation through all generations. Now you might have heard of the time when Jesus and Satan were quarreling.
那你可能听说过耶稣与撒旦吵架的那一次。
They were arguing who is the better programmer.
他们在比较谁是较好的程序员。
So they held a contest with God as the judge.
那因此他们就决定比赛，那神就是裁判。
Whoever makes the best computer program in 10 minutes wins.
那谁在十分钟内呢？编排出最好的电脑程序就赢了。
Jesus and Satan both started typing away furiously.
那耶稣和撒旦呢，就开始奋苦的打这个键盘。
This went on for about 9 minutes.
这持续了九分钟。
But suddenly, there was a power failure and everything went dark.
但突然停电，一片黑暗。
When everything came back out,
那当电流这个恢复的时候
，Satan tried to get back everything that he has lost, but he tried in vain.
那撒旦就尝试呢取回失去的一切，但却失败了。
Jesus pressed a key and it all came back.
那耶稣就只按了一个键钮，所有资料就出现了。
The devil looked in astonishment.
那撒旦看得就非常的惊讶。
No way, how did he do that?
不可能，他怎样做到的？
So God struck and said.
那神就松松的肩。
Everybody knows Jesus saves.
每个人都知道耶稣拯救，那就是储存的这同意。
It's the lame joke of the year.Don't say I never get you anything for Christmas. Today, this is the third Sunday of Advent.
那今天是降临节的第三个星期天。
So we continue this summer series on Isaiah.
那我们就继续这个以赛亚书的讲道系列。
Reflecting on what is the meaning of salvation.
思索着救恩的意义。
So we are very familiar with this phrase, Jesus saves.
那我们对耶稣拯救这句话相当的熟悉。
It is used in bumper stickers, car decals, you see everywhere.
那它出现在这个保险杠的贴纸和汽车章贴上。
It's the perennial tagline of evangelistic messages, or you know, when we give words of comfort.
那它是这个传福音和这个安慰字句永久的标志语言。
Jesus saves.
耶稣拯救。
But I ask, how much do we really believe in this?
但我想问，我们是否真的相信呢
？I ask not because we are unbelievers, but precisely because we are believers.
那我问不是因为我们是非信徒，而正是因为我们是信徒。
Because I understand sometimes it can be difficult.
因为我明白有时候的确很困难。
When trouble refuses to go away.
当这个麻烦持续。
And when your prayers are unanswered.
那祷告得不到回应。
It's tough to continue this faith.
要坚守信仰是很困难的。
Where is God when He is needed most?
当我们最需要神的时候，他在哪里呢
？Where is the salvation for my Savior?
我的救世主的救恩在哪里
？I admit that such times can be very trying for us.
那我也得承认呢，这些时候很艰难。
Given the choice when confronted with such questions,
那如果让我有选择，当我面对这样的问题时
，As a friend, I will choose to remain silent.
那我会以沉默去应对这样的问题。
I believe that a presence of solidarity will beat, you know, foolish or careless comments.
那我相信这个团结呢，胜过愚蠢的评论。
Still, today's passage presents three time-honored truths.
那可是今天的这个经文呢，就呈现了三个经久不衰的真理。
I think that can be very enlightening to such tormenting situations.
那我认为呢，他们在这些使人痛苦的情况下，很有这个启发的作用。
Now the prophet Isaiah faces a crowd that is asking, you know, such questions about God.
那先知以赛亚呢，就面对了一群发问这样的问题的人群。
These people have been living in exile for years.
这些人被放逐了多年。
They are now, you know, a tiny minority race in a vast Babylonian empire.
那他们是巴比伦王国中这个少数的种族。
They face the hardship of survival.
他们面对存活的艰苦。
The threat of persecution.
被迫害的威胁。
And the danger of assimilation.
以及被同化的这个危险。
But the biggest issue lies within themselves.
但最大的问题在他们自己身上。
With each passing year, their Jewish identity is fast becoming a distant memory.
那随着时间的这个流逝呢，他们就渐渐忘记了自己这个犹太人的身份。
Their hope of a national restoration will diminish as the original group of exiles slowly die away.
那随着这个当初被放逐的那群的过世，那他们恢复这个民族的这个希望也就渐渐的消失了。
So you see that time is a luxury that they cannot afford.
他们没有多余的时间。
With the hindsight of history, we know that almost 60 years elapsed from the very first exile to the edict of restoration.
那我们知道从最初的这个被放逐到这复兴将近60年。
60 years.
60年。
It is reasonable to say that very few of the original exiles lived to see this final act of salvation from God.
那我们可以断定呢，只有这个少数原本被放逐的，还活着看见神的救恩。
So over the years, some of these exiles they have given up their faith.
那多年来这些被放逐的，已经有不少放弃了信仰。
Some others were idol worshippers to begin with.
那有一些原本就是这个偶像崇拜。
And these people have never repented, you know, ever since the judgment from God.
那他们经过神的审判之后呢，仍然不忏悔。
But these were not the ones that Isaiah is addressing in today's passage.
但以赛亚在今天的经文里，说话的对象不是这些人。
Isaiah was actually speaking to the ones who remained faithful.
那以赛亚是在和那些忠诚的人说话。
So in verse 1 he says, "You who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord."
那第一节说到你们这追求公义、寻求耶和华的。
In verse 7, Isaiah again calls them the one, "You who know what is right, you people who have taken my instructions to heart."
那第七节说到知道公义，将我训诲存心中的名。
So these are the faithful ones.
那这些是忠诚的。
But though they are believers, they needed more than just blind faith.
那虽然他们是信徒，但他们需要的不只是盲目的信仰。
So they ask, where is God when he's needed most?
那他们就问，在我们最需要神的时候，他在哪里？
Where is the salvation from my Savior?
那我的救世主的救恩在哪里？
Isaiah presents them with three time-honored truths.
那以赛亚就以三个这个经久不衰的真理来回答他们。
What they need was a renewed understanding of the meaning of salvation.
那他们需要的是对救恩这个词更新的理解。
Now in my first sermon, in our first sermon of the series 2 weeks ago,
那在两个星期前的这个系列的第一个讲道，
Pastor Daniel shared that salvation is God's judgment upon evil.
那光耀传道就讲到分，他就分享了这个救恩是神对邪恶的审判。
Last week I carry on the reflection on salvation.
那上个星期我就继续讨论救恩。
And salvation fulfills God's purposes and will.
那救恩就完成了神的目的与愿望。
So now we know what salvation is.
现在我们知道救恩是什么。
We also know its causes and motive.
我们知道它的原因与动机。
We know the what and we know the why.
那我们知道这个什么和为什么。
But we do not know about the when.
但我们不知道几时。
When will salvation arrive?
救恩几时降临？
Are we there yet?
快到了吗？
How long, O Lord?
主啊，还有多久？
The three time-honored truths from today's passage deal with this relationship between salvation and time.
那今天的经文中三个经久不衰的真理呢？它就是处理这个救恩的与时间的关系。
And the first time-honored truth is this.
那第一个经久不衰的真理就是
God's salvation is salvation that is timeless.
那神的救恩是跨时的救恩。
In verse 6, he says, let me read to you. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look to the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment. Its inhabitants die like flies.
那第六节就，你们要向天举目，观看下地，因为天必像烟云消散，地必如衣服渐渐旧了。
But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail.
唯有我的救恩永远长存，我的公义也不废掉。
In verse 8, he says, the moth will eat them up like a garment, the worm will devour them like wool.
第八节，因为蛀虫必要他们好像咬衣服，虫子必要他们如同要羊绒。
But my salvation will last forever, my righteousness will last forever, my salvation through all generations.
唯有我的公义永远长存，我的救恩直到万代。
So these verses proclaim.That there is a timeless quality to God's salvation.
那这些经文呢，宣告了神的救恩是跨时的。
His salvation lasts forever.
他的救恩永远长存。
And to illustrate this point, God's salvation is contrasted with heaven and earth.
那为表明这一点呢，神的救恩就与天地做比较。
Now we often see mountains and stars as timeless.
那我们视山和星星为永恒。
Our lifespan is a pittance compared to, you know, these stars and mountains who last millions of years.
因为和他们百万年的这个存在相比，我们的寿命是微不足道。
Yet God says that their existence, though they are lengthy, will still end one day.
但神却说，他们的存在虽长，但有一天仍然会结束。
One day, vanishing like smoke.
那像烟云消散
wearing out like garments,
如衣服渐渐旧了
dying like flies,
像蒙虫死亡
In contrast to something that will end, God's salvation never ends, and that becomes truly timeless.
那与会结束的这个东西相比呢，永远长存的救恩就是真正跨时。
And this same contrast was also made to the enemies of God.
那神的子民的敌人也一样。
They too will die someday.
他们有一天也会死。
And that's when the moth and the worms will get to them.
那蛀虫和虫子必要他们。
But God's salvation doesn't die, and that is why it is timeless.
但神的救恩不会死，因此它是跨时的。
So how are we to understand a salvation that is timeless?
那我们要如何了解这个跨时的救恩呢？
Does it mean once saved?Forever saved?
是不是指得救一次就代表永远得救？
This does not seem to gel with historical evidence where we see that the sins of the Israelites lead them on to multiple national crises.
那这和以色列人呢因罪孽而导致各种国难的这个历史是不吻合的。
Sometimes evil strikes also without rhyme or reason.
那有时候，这个罪恶也会无缘无故的发生。
Like in the times of Esther or Balaam.
就像以西结和巴兰时期。
So since multiple troubles will mean you need multiple salvations.
那既然多种困难呢，就需要多种的救恩。
Why then did God claim that His, you know, salvation is timeless?
那为何神说他的救恩是跨时的？
This is because God equates His salvation with His righteousness.
那这是因为神将他的救恩呢，等同于他的公义。
God's righteousness and salvation are inseparable and quite often equivalent.
那神的公义和他的救恩是分不开的，也时常是相等的。
And since God's righteousness does not diminish over time, such is also the nature of His salvation with respect to time.
那既然神的公义不会随时间而消减呢，他的救恩也就如此。
We ask, how can this be?
那我们会问，这怎么可能呢？
How can salvation become timeless when we need it again and again?
那如果我们一再的需要这个救恩，它怎么可能是跨时的？
Now the problem is that we often equate the existence of something with its effects.
那问题就在于我们时常将一样东西的存在就是等同于它的效果。
We see salvation when we are saved.
那我们得救时就看到救恩。
We see love when we feel loved.
那被爱时就看见爱。
Yet ask any parents here.
但你只要问任何的父母。
Does their love for their children change when they are not explicitly showing their love to them?
那当他们没有明确的对孩子表达爱的时候，是否就代表他们对孩子的爱改变了呢？
Of course not.
当然不是。
It is still love when they are working.
那他们在工作的时候仍然爱子女。
It is still love when they are punishing.
那他们在处罚的时候也仍然爱子女。
And so this is the same with God's righteousness and His salvation.
那这和神的公义和救恩呢，就是相同的。
They are there even when we do not see any explicit effects.
那就算我们就是看不见任何明确的这个效果，它仍然存在。
God is righteous when He gave His laws.
那神在立法的时候是公义的。
God is righteous when He judges when His laws are being broken.
但他在审判的时候也是公义的。
He is also righteous in His deliverance when His people repent.
当他因子民的忏悔而救赎的时候，也是公义的。
Now similarly, salvation is not only there when it's in. Salvation is not only in effect when he is actually doing the actual saving.
那同样的，他的救恩不只是当他在拯救的时候才存在的。
His salvation is in effect all along because when he is righteous by nature.
那他的救恩是因为他的公义而存在。
When he manifests his righteousness to us,
当他对我们表明他的公义，
he is actually saving us already.
他其实也就在拯救我们。
His salvation has come even when you don't feel saved yet.
那就算你感觉不到已经被拯救，他的救恩已经来临。
Such is a salvation that is truly timeless.
那这就是跨时的救恩。
But God understands our weaknesses.
但神了解我们的弱点。
Knowing the salvation that has come can be rather conceptual to us.
那他知道对我们来说，这个救恩已降临可能只是一种概念。
Pastor, sorry, I don't want all this theology.
对不起，牧师，我不要神学。
My trouble is now, I want the confirmation of salvation now.
我现在就有麻烦，我现在就要救恩的这个肯定。
Now I can sympathize with such sentiments.
那我能体恤 这种情绪。
Isaiah obviously agrees, and so he also gave such assurances of salvation to the Jews who are in exile.
那以赛亚显然的也就很同意，因此他就给这些放逐的犹太人救恩的保证。
They live in anxiety and futility.
他们生活在焦虑与荒芜中。
They need hope.
他们需要希望。
And so Isaiah has talked about the salvation that has come.
那因此以赛亚就说到已到来的救恩。
And that is the salvation that is timeless.
那就是跨时的救恩。
Now Isaiah talks about the salvation that will come.
现在以赛亚就说即将到来的救恩。
And that is the second time honored truth.
那这就是第二个经久不衰的真理。
God's salvation is salvation that comes time and time again.
那神的救恩是时时的救恩。
Look to the rock from you, which you were cut, to the quarry from which you were hewn.
那你们要追想被
First one.
你们要追想被凿而出的磐石，被挖而出的岩冢岩阙。
Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who gave you birth.
要追想你们的祖宗。亚伯拉罕和生养你们的撒拉。
When I called him, he was only one man, and I blessed him and made him many.
因为亚伯拉罕独自一人的时候，我选召他，赐福于他，使他人数增多。
Verse 3 says, The Lord will surely comfort Zion and will look to with compassion to all her ruins.
第三节，耶和华已经安慰锡安和锡安一切的荒场。
He will make her desert like Eden and her wasteland like the garden of the Lord.
使旷野像伊甸，使沙漠像耶和华的园。
How do we know that God will save us?
我们怎么知道神会拯救我们？
This is Isaiah's answer.
这就是以赛亚的答案。
The method of induction.
那就是感应。
God has saved before.
神曾经拯救我们。
And God has saved repeatedly.
神曾一而再的拯救。
And hence we know that God will save again.
因此我们知道神一定会再拯救。
Now the Israelites are worried over their tiny and dwindling population.
那以色列人呢，为自己逐渐萎缩的这个人口担忧。
Their hopes plummeted when they heard that Jerusalem fell.
他们的希望随着耶路撒冷的灭亡而破灭。
Their homeland is now destroyed.
他们的家园被摧毁。
Yet this is what Isaiah said to them.
但以赛亚却这样说
Are these ever a problem for God?
这些难得到神吗？
Has not God enacted precisely such wondrous salvation time and time again?
神不是一而再地施展他奇妙的救恩吗？
So we look to the past to expect comparable acts of salvation from God in the future.
那因此我们就回顾过去，期待着神将来的同样的事。
When God called Abraham, he was old.His wife was barren.
那当神选召这个亚伯拉罕时呢，他已年迈，妻下无子。
In terms of fertility, they are as good as a rock.
那他们的生育能力呢，好比一个石头。
Those were the days before Viagra and IVF.
那是在伟哥与人工受孕之前。
Yet from one man, they became a people.
但他却人数增加，
成为一个人，
成为
人民。The Middle East, we know, is a place of wilderness.
那中东是荒野之地。
And yet, that is where God designed His mythical Garden of Eden.
但神就在这里设计了神话中的伊甸花园。
God has created a people from a man and a garden from a wasteland.
神从一个人身上创造人群，从一个旷野创造花园。
For those with faith.These are not legends.
对于那些有信仰的人，这些并不是传说。
These are historical facts which they believe.
这是历史所记载的。
And so, for one with such faith, they should be prepared for the salvation that will come time and time again.
那因此有了这样的信仰，他们就期待这时时的救恩。
Their faith in the past should be their hope for the future.
那他们对过去的信仰就是对未来的希望。
This is a salvation that will surely come.
这救恩一定会到。
Just as it has happened time and time again.
就如以往一而再出现的救恩。
Now, as I've spoken last week, for these people, this salvation did come in the form of Cyrus of Persia.
那我上星期说到，救恩对这些人来说呢，显现在波斯王古列。
And their hopes, we know, were not in vain.
那他们的希望并没有白费。
For us Christians today, this inductive process has extended for another 2.5 millennia.
那这感应的过程呢，对今天的基督徒来说，就延续2500年。
From the salvation of Jesus,
从耶稣的救恩
，through the persecution of the early church,
到早期教会的迫害
，overcoming the dark ages.
到克服黑暗时代
and now challenging the modern ideologies,
到挑战现代神学
we have witnessed more than our fair share of God's acts of salvation.
那我们曾见证过神无数的救恩
This is a salvation that comes time and time again.
那这就是时时的救恩
And so we have seen so much more.
那我们见过许多
We should believe even more.
我们就应该相信更多
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
那没有看见就信的，有福了。
So far, we have covered 2 time-honored truths.
那我们说了两个经久不衰的真理。
We know of the salvation that is timeless.
那我们知道跨时的救恩。
We know of the salvation that will come time and time again.
那我们也知道时时的救恩。
I believe that salvation. We believe in the salvation that has come.
那我们相信已到来的救恩。
We also believe in the salvation that will come.
我们也相信将来的救恩。
But I think some may still not be satisfied.
但我想有些人仍然不满意。
After all, assurance of future salvation is not the same as getting the salvation immediately.
那因为有了未来的救恩这个保证呢，并不如立刻得到救恩。
We can still ask, well, if it is coming, why not let it happen now?
那我们就会问，如果将到来，为何不是现在？
Surely all things are possible with God.
那一切对神来说应该都是可能的。
Now allow me to sidetrack here for a moment to ponder on this matter.
那请容许我在这里就是撤回一下。
Is there ever such a thing as the right time?
是否有这个正确时机呢？
最好的时机。Will we ever be satisfied?
我们可能会满足吗？
Everybody knows I have two young children.
那我有两个小孩。
The boy is younger than the girl, and the boy I think exhibits a different concept of time from the girl who is older.
那小儿子的这个对时间的这个概念呢，就和大女儿的有别。
For the boy, yesterday means everything in the past.
那对儿子来说呢，这昨天指的就是所有过去的事。
Today is now.
今天就是现在。
And if he says tomorrow, it can be any time for the future.
那明天就指所有未来的事。
And so he wants everything now because tomorrow seems like a very distant future.
那因为明天似乎就太遥远了，因此他什么都要现在。
But for the girl, I can help her make plans. You know, this is this week. Let's do this next week, and so on.
但对女儿来说呢，我可以为她做出这个下几个星期的计划。
She can appreciate delay gratification better.
她比较能欣赏这个延迟的满足。
Over the years, I also noticed similar changes in myself.
那我也发现自己正在改变。
When I was a teenager, I want changes that happen instantaneously.
那在少年时期呢，我要瞬间的改变。
When now that I'm older, I can wait for a change that even takes a decade.
那现在就是年龄增长了，我能等就是。十年后的这个改变。
I think that the more time you spend in time, the more you can appreciate the nature of time.
那我想你越花多点时间呢，就会更欣赏时间的形式。
What is urgent and important can be very different for two different people.
因为对于两个不同的人来说，什么是紧急，什么是重要呢？可能很不一样。
Because this is because of the way they look at time.
就是因为他们对这个时间的形式看法有所不同。
And so now we come to the third time-honored truth.
那现在我们就来到第三个经久不衰的真理。
God's salvation is salvation that is timely.
神的这个救恩是及时的救恩。
Isaiah needs to address this issue at hand.
那以赛亚需要解决手上的问题。
When is the salvation that is coming?
救恩几时到来？
Why not now?
为什么不是现在？
And so Isaiah answers.
以赛亚就回答道，
God's salvation is one that is timely. It happens in his good time.
那神的救恩是及时的，发生在他认为是对的时候。
In verse 5 he says, My righteousness draw near speedily.My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my arm.
那第五节，我的公义临近，我的救恩发出，我的膀臂要审判万民，海岛都要等待我，依赖我的膀臂。
Sometimes I muse to myself.
那有时我会沉思。
Oh, speedily indeed.
那好一个临近。
That speedy salvation could be anything from 5 to 10 years.
那这所谓的临近呢，的救恩可能是5 to 10 years.
In the case of Exodus, that speedily is 40 years preparing Moses as a shepherd in the desert.
那在出埃及记就用了40年准备将这摩西做牧羊人。
Then again, I think about this thing. Maybe I'm just looking it from my own perspective of time.
但其实我是以我自己看待时间的角度来看。
I wonder what is it like to look at it from God's time.
我不晓得，就是从神的角度来看会是如何。
Things happen in His good time.
事情以他的时机发生。
Let's think about this.
请想象。
When you are in the midst of deep trouble now.
那当你正面临这个严重的麻烦时。
You're in the midst of deep trouble, and suddenly salvation comes.
那突然救恩来临。
What would be your very first thought?
那你的第一个反应是什么呢？
Oh, this is too late.
太迟了。
I don't think so. When salvation comes, when you're in the midst of trouble, I don't think you would think this.
那当你正就是面临着严重的问题时得到救恩，你应该不会如此想。
I think your thoughts will be, oh, what a relief.
你应该会想，太好了。
This is just in time.
来的正是时候。
Because you wanted it and you needed it.
那因为当你最需要的时候。
And the moment salvation comes.
那当救恩来临时。
It is always a good time.
就是正确的时候。
Like rain in a drought.
就如干旱时下雨。
Like cure in times of sickness.
那病痛时得救。
Good news is always timely.
那好消息永远是及时的。
God's salvation is timely.
神的救恩是及时的。
So Isaiah proclaims these three time-honored truths to the desperate Israelites in exile.
那以赛亚呢，就对这些被放逐的以色列人宣告三个经久不衰的真理。
God's salvation is timeless.
神的救恩是跨时的。
It comes time and time again.
它是时时的。
And it will be timely.
也是及时的。
The response is therefore to wait in hope.
那回应呢，就是抱着希望等待。
Brothers and sisters, Advent is our annual season.
那弟兄姐妹，降临是一年一度的这个季节。
It is the time where we exercise the spiritual discipline of waiting in hope.
那它让我们锻炼这个抱着希望的等待。
This virtue does not come naturally to us.
那这品德并不是与生俱来的。
Though I think that it does improve with age.
但我认为它会随着年龄的增长而进步。
In our impatience, we may forget that salvation, the salvation that has come.
那我们可能忘了已经来临的救恩。
We may forego that the salvation that will come.
放弃即将到来的救恩。
So the question is, will we remain faithful when salvation does come in His good time?
当救恩来临时，我们是否依然忠诚？
So may we hold fast to this tree.Time-honored truths.
那愿我们坚守这三个经久不衰的真理。
Because God's eternal salvation draws near.
那神永远长存的救恩即将到来。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you because you are the righteous God. Because you are righteous, Lord, you wish us to save your people.The people of your covenant. Our Heavenly Father, you know us. Save us. Bring us near to you, that we may come to know you. In this period of Advent, let us remember all this and act out this righteousness that you have given to us. In all this, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在来